every world. This is not going to be a crazy booze, but it's going to be me talking more than anything. Just a quick update, really, for myself, more than anything, because I want to remember this day, in a way. It was momentous, to say the least. Bizarre. I'd never really played a 2020 with a VI league ball, which is kind of strange, considering how long I've been playing cricket for. And playing the Sussex Sharks, who 2 weeks ago bowled us out for 80, which is, you don't have to know cricket to know that that's just not on. That's embarrassing. And it was a 2020. You know, we had 2 or 3 players from the development squad in our team playing, which I knew was always going to cause problems because they're not up to it. They're not up to it, the expectations that we hold in the first team. So, goodness, where do I start? Well, they won the toss and they put us into bat. Matt and Mo, they just went ballistic. We put up a score total of 241, which is just mad in a 2020. And I came in with the last ball and I got a single, and that was it. That was my part done, and I knew I had a lot to do with the ball. We were bowling, and I mean, I had 2-3 catches dropped off my bowling. People not backing up well. People throwing the ball like a bunch of girls, and therefore people running extra runs. It was just frustrating because I was bowling really well, and for those people to do that was just frustrating because that's not what I expect from my colleagues out on the field. It was just, I mean, my head was banging. I was just stressed, and it was just not good. I knew I was bowling really well, but I didn't have the figures to show for it because these fielders were a bunch of sissies. The keeper, he walks slower than the whole team. The whole team's ready in place and still not got there. I'm not being rude, but it's the first team, and then I told him to hurry up, and he got pissed off and like, oh, it's alright, we're all enjoying it. No, we're not enjoying ourselves, it's the real stuff. Listen, you do enjoy it, but in a big stage, in a quarter final, there is some kind of pressure. If you're not going to put yourself through some kind of pressure, then you're not serious. It just pissed me off. So, anyways, well, to cut a long story short, the guy I had dropped off my bowling went on to make 101. They needed 3 runs off the last over ball. They got 2, they were going for the 3rd, and they got out. So it ended as a tie. Now the umpire said that because we lost 4 wickets for 241, and they'd lost 3, they went through. I was pissed off. Me and my friend Rye, we thought, well, we're going to go home, and just going to be depressed, really. It's just stupid. But a ridiculous day. Second time in 2 weeks we're losing to these bastards. So, well, and we had tea meaning dinner. Everyone's really dejected. And then we got to thinking. We thought, well, hold on. Yes, they had 3 wickets, but in that last ball where they were going for that extra run, they didn't get the run for a reason. And the reason was that the guy was run out. And we put this to the umpires, and they queried it amongst themselves, and they said, yep, the query stands, and indeed it was a draw on score and wickets, so we had taken 4 wickets after all. And then it turned out to be a bowl out. Now, a bowl out is where each team picks 5 players. One player bowls from your team and another one bowls from their team, and you just keep going for 10 balls, and whoever has hit the wickets most wins. There's nothing blocking the wickets. It's just you and the wickets. Almost like a penalty shootout. And I was one of the 5. And I just, the pressure of it. And I didn't hit. I was just so close for both the balls. And everyone's like consoling me and saying it's fine. There's big players out here who's missing. And I was just like, I can't take it. I really cannot take this. With about 2 balls to go, we hit twice, and we ended up winning 3-1. So a game that we'd lost, drawn, we won at the end with a bowl out. And the captain said not to over-celebrate because it's a shit way of going out. Well, they celebrated in our faces when they thought they had won. But mentally, talking, bowling, fielding, batting out there was just extraordinary. Exhausting, considering it was a shorter version of the game. Oh my goodness, it took more out of me than any other game. So yeah, that really what's happened to me. I should be elated, but I'm just too tired. So tired. So yeah, I'm just gonna kick back. Just watch the game, Man United, at a friend's house, win 3-1 against Madrid in a friendly to reach the Guinness Cup final. So yeah, all in all, a good day really, if I think about it. So I just want to now kick back and get at least 8 hours sleep under my belt. Okie dokes, cheerio.